Hot 105 with us this morning from the Fort Lauderdale Community Center. Returning to us, we have Hope Gary. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
Just fine.
We also have with us Sandra Wicks. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. And you?
Quite well. And we also have Jensen Henry. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Along with Glenn Joseph. How are you today, sir?
Fine. Thank you, Rodney.
Ms. Gary, tell me about the Fort Lauderdale Community Center.
Fort Lauderdale Community Center has been in existence since 2002. We started out with vocational training for young people and adults, teaching them technology and a skill in vocational training in technology. We've brought this up to a situation of where what we need now in our community. So this is kind of transitioned into giving empowerment to our young people. It's not enough just for jobs, but it's making sure that our people are empowered and in knowing what it is that they need to do.
You have your second annual Black Empowerment Summit. It's going to take place starting on Tuesday, February 16th.
Last year, when we did this in February, we pulled off one of the largest race relations conferences in South Florida. We had over 1,000 attendees. The theme was healing the racial divide. In addition, we had the Black Empowerment Summit, and it proved to be just what the people wanted. So for 2016, the theme is based on the philosophy of Black nationalism as outlined in Malcolm X's 1964 Ballad of the Bullet speech. It stands to be an importance for this election year. These events are themed to politics. What is politics? What is it supposed to produce? Who are your politicians? Teaching you about law on 101. That's on February the 16th, Tuesday. Economics is what we're going to deal with on Thursday, February the 18th. Our South Florida Black Writers Guild, our one-stop shop for all things business. And on February the 20th, we're going to be having the Hope Band private club pop-up conference to deal with our fundraising to help with our programs. On Tuesday, February the 23rd, our social event is going to be dealing with mental health seminar, overcoming the silence, workshop on being in the driver's seats of your child's education, and one thing that we're really excited about, our Afro-Latino exhibition.
And what's going to be the location for the event?
The African-American Research Library on 6th Street, Sistrunk Boulevard.
Fort Lauderdale, and you start Tuesday the 16th of February to the 23rd of February.
Right.
If we'd like more information, is there a contact number?
Jensen Henry, I'm the program manager at Fort Lauderdale Community Center for Inspire to Hire. My number is 754-300-6322. 754-300-6322. It is available on the website. Our website is flccenter.org. flccenter.org.
And Ms. Henry, you'd like to say?
This conference actually is a growth from last year's conference, but this conference is actually based on solutions. It's a solutions-based conference. This is a self-help conference. So we're teaching people how we can go ahead and build some economic empowerment, some political empowerment, and how we can come together socially. One of our favorite events, while all of them are our favorites, one of our favorites is the Afro-Latino. As many of us know, this county is actually a minority-majority county, and so we're trying to bridge the gap between the Hispanic community and the African-American community. This conference, again, is going to be focused on solutions, so at the end of the conference, we should all be able to walk away with some solutions.
Rodney, I think it's important for us, those of us who have been out here a long time, to continue to support and mentor our community. We're in critical times right now, and we're at the beginning, actually, of the election season. Participation in the process is a very important thing, and anything we can do to help that process and to help people learn and educate themselves about that process is beneficial to us all.
It is the second annual Black Empowerment Summit, and with us this morning from the Fort Lauderdale Community Center, we have Hope Gary, we have Ms. Sandra Wicks, we have Ms. Jensen Henry, and we have Glenn Joseph. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.